Well, my reaction, I guess, is twofold. It's one is admiration that they've made such an intelligent and creative choice and bold choice in some respects. By no means a caretaker figure, as some people predicted, but tinged also with an inevitable sense of loss for the Diocese of Durham and the churches and people more generally here in the Northeast, because although only with us a short time, Bishop Justin Welby has made an immense impression and is clearly a great agent of change, who's going to do very good things now for the Church of England nationally, but also the people of this country on a more national stage.
You say he's been a significant figure up there in Durham. What kind of leader would you say he has been over the past year or so?
I would characterize him. He's got a very unusual combination. He's highly intelligent, quick-witted, thinks on his feet, a strategic thinker with immense experience of having to deal with complex organizations and the tensions, challenges, and possibilities that they present through his years in the oil industry. And he clearly transfers that organizational acumen very neatly into the church context. An agent of change, somebody with a very deeply committed Christian faith, coming from in some aspects evangelical tradition, but with deep and real ecumenical engagement as well. I'm told he has a Catholic Benedictine spiritual director or close confrere and a confidant, and he has long associations with a French-speaking Catholic social teaching movement. So, you know, an unusual figure, but highly personable, highly engaging, and is committed to looking to the way in which the Christian gospel and church practice can be distinctive, enticing, enriching for our country, and has a real contribution to make, not simply based on its historic structures and historic place, but out of the sheer creative potential and force that the gospel and the Christian message still has to bring.
You mentioned the ecumenical dimension. It may perhaps not be a priority for him right now for the Church of England, but what are your hopes on that front? Your centre, of course, is very closely involved with ecumenical work.
I think one of the interesting things, and Bishop Justin picked this up quickly in his time in Durham and engaged it closely, is, you know, that whole area of just asking what are the particular gifts of each tradition and how can the others learn from it, receive from it, so that we can each more freely, more fully, more gracefully give our distinctive witness at the common table. And that's, I think, something that he'll bring to the ecumenical debate. He's got a passion to see things transform into action and not simply remain at discussion tables or in volumes of books, but to see what all the practical implication of this is. And you know, as each of the churches are feeling common challenges, diminishing numbers of ministers, diminishing numbers of committed laity, diminishing resources, how do we turn that into asking what does it mean in this context? The constant is that we're still called to preach and live the gospel. So what's the particular forms of our witness, what particular forms our witness is called to take in the current context? A number of people will ask the question, well, who is Justin Welby? We've not heard a great deal about him, and where's he come from? And there may have been some people asking that question a little over 12, 18 months ago here in Durham. If the Durham experience translates to Canterbury, what will happen is almost immediately upon engaging Bishop Justin Welby, Archbishop Justin, as will be, they will have those questions turned into a real assurance of what a uniquely gifted person they have been given.